I was over on Maui with my family, and I had finished the writing and I had finished my preparation for this. And I took the whole family and three of their friends to this place on Maui to celebrate for 2 days. It's called the Grand Wailea, which is this really fancy schmancy hotel. And I thought, well, in lieu of sending all the kids to college, we'll spend 2 nights here at the hotel. So it's got all of these water slides and lazy rivers and rope swings and every elevator, everything you could possibly imagine is in there, you know. And I was down there and I was sort of watching all the kids doing it with all of their friends, and they were having a wonderful time. And suddenly it hit me. The night before, I had been in the room and I was thinking about this idea of what can I put at the beginning of this idea about manifesting that will really illustrate what I want to get across. And I said to my wife, I said, I'm going back upstairs, because in the room at the Grand Wailea, they have a lot of Japanese people coming there to this hotel and to Maui. And they had in the bedstand next to the bed, they had two books. They had the Holy Bible and they had the teachings of Buddha. I had been reading through the teachings of Buddha and I noted a couple of things in there. And then I was reading through St. John, which always, St. John always intrigues me in the New Testament. And so I said, I'm going to go back up there. I know it's there. I know it's there. And I just had another one of those strong inner urges or whatever it is to go back up to the room, even though I'd already checked out. And I went up to one of the rooms that we had rented there, and there were three women in there who didn't speak English. And I asked them if I could just go over to the bedstand, and I think they thought I was going to steal the Bible or something. And I said, no, I just want to take this with me to a little room, which was off to the side of the room that we had rented. And I'd like to just look over it for a little while. And they were just, I'm not sure, and all of that. And I said, well, I'm going to do that anyway. And so I took the two books there, and I opened up the teachings of Buddha. And in the teachings of Buddha, there was a quote that I really loved. I didn't put it as a display quote, but it's really very powerful. And that quote from Buddha is, the only effort of any intelligent person in this world ought to be to know something which cannot be destroyed by death.